Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, thyroid cancer, how to heal using a plant-based diet. While the mainstream news continues to bombard the public with fear-based stories and disinformation campaigns sponsored by controlling government agencies and greed-centered corporations, including the pharmaceutical industry, cancer remains a mystery to well-educated, conventionally trained physicians. No matter how many programs I create about how to naturally overcome disease, I'm almost certain they will never invite me to be on one of their programs, and even if they did, I would never accept their false promise of providing fair representation of what we can offer. It would, in all likelihood, be a hit piece designed to discredit our efforts in the eyes of the public. As usual, I have another amazing individual to introduce to you today. Our guest is a certified holistic nutritionist and wellness coach and an advocate for natural healing protocols, including plant-based nutrition. She will share with you an inspirational story of recovery from thyroid cancer through alternative treatments primarily focused on a whole food plant-based diet. But before we meet our guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming our special guest, Dr. Ruby Lathan, to our show. Dr. Ruby, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on today.
Dr. Ruby, in 2007, you received some shocking news. Can you tell us about it, please?
Sure. I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I was pretty healthy, so I was completely shocked by it. I had even forgotten about the test that I did before because I was so sure that it was going to come back negative. So when I got the results, it was quite a blow.
Well, now, you know, after all these years, you're teaching people about the healing powers of plant-based nutrition. Was it a difficult decision for you to leave a very successful engineering career?
Well, you know, when you get a kind of a diagnosis like cancer, everything kind of changes for you. And, you know, for me, once I, you know, got that diagnosis, I decided I was going to do all natural approaches to it and just started researching what that might be. And through my research, and I had no preconceived notions about what the cure might be, what the cause might be, but I was adamant that I was going to find it. And, you know, through the research, I found that plant-based diets can cure and heal the body of a variety of things, including cancer. And so when I switched to that, it changed the course of my life. I was able to successfully get rid of the cancer by changing diet alone, no interventional treatments from, you know, chemo, no radiation, no therapy, not a single pharmaceutical pill. I took all natural supplements and just changed my diet to a whole foods plant-based diet. And so once that happened and that cancer was cured about a year later with just that, I think I was ready for a new course of action in my life in terms of what I should be doing, because so many people came to me and said, how did you do that? What did you do? And even for myself, I saw how the information was not as readily available in a concrete, easy-to-understand form. I had to do a lot of research, and so I made it my mission to teach people how to do the same thing so that they wouldn't have to go through the uncertainty of all the research that I did, that I could kind of encapsulate it and share it. So when it came time to switch careers, it was a welcome change.
Dr. Ruby, that's why I'm so excited about having someone like you on this kind of a podcast. The Natural Health 365 podcast is not only just for the people who are listening to this program. I know that most people who listen to this program all the time, they get it. I know when they read the articles, they understand it as well. But really, this is a vehicle which enables people to share this kind of information with people that are kind of on the fence or haven't thought about this before, or quite frankly, have never been exposed to this kind of information before. You know, God forbid somebody out there is being diagnosed with cancer or any other kind of chronic illness and they go to a conventionally trained physician. You know, they're being labeled with that disease, and that's about it. They don't talk about what caused it. That's not their job. They don't have enough time. They really just say, hey, this is where you're at, and let's just do some pharmaceutical medications, and let's see how it goes, and da-da-da-da-da. And so people are not really empowered with this kind of information. I'm just curious. A lot of people out there may be thinking about this, Dr. Ruby. In your exploration, if you don't mind me asking, what were some of the things that you feel contributed to your cancer diagnosis?
Well, that's a good question, you know, because I did quite a bit of study on that because I wanted to find out what caused it so I could either stop doing it or stop putting that in my body. And, you know, with thyroid cancer, it's very sensitive. Your thyroid is very sensitive to radiation. So, you know, they ask, you know, have you had excessive x-rays, which I don't think I had, but I did get tested for radiation. There was a facility near where I lived, and I had a high level of californium in my body. And so that was, for me, part of the answer, because that's not something that you naturally just pick up anywhere. It's usually kind of in confined environments, and I did work at a laboratory where that was used. And so I figured, there's probably a connection there, you know, when you just start using your deductive reasoning. And so from that, I just started looking at how to detox the body, how to get radiation out of the body, how to heavy metal detox, those type of things, and just focused on the healing at that point. So radiation and excessive x-rays are definitely a contributor to that type of cancer.
And this is an important thing that I want to jump in and say. You know, so many people will be very quick to listen to shows like this and perhaps really rush to judgment as well. And what I mean by that is, you know, hey, I know a neighbor, they were exposed to this and they didn't get cancer. Or I know somebody else who smoked a lot and I don't really think the smoking is going to do anything to me. You just have to be very careful with these things because everybody should be considering themselves as who they are, an individual with a genetic makeup and a predisposition, certain genetic weaknesses. And so we need to appreciate that this is really what's going on as to why someone gets sick in one way or another. But that's not the focus of our program today. And that's what I love about the information that you put out there, Dr. Ruby. In terms of achieving optimal health, let's talk about some of the things that you really like to get out there and suggest to people.
Sure. You know, when I like to take a holistic approach to things. And so just from the beginning, it was, you know, I started with nutrition, and then I really wanted to focus on other things that contribute to either illness or wellness. And that's really kind of our thought processes. And that's why I just decided to focus on healing. You know, once I did my research and was reading a lot about how powerful the mind is in terms of healing the body. And so I started, you know, adding things like meditation and positive thinking and visualization to also add to those nutritional components that I was doing. So I tell most people stress is a very a huge contributor to illness. And so we really have to figure out how to manage and reduce and eliminate stress because stress left untreated causes a variety of things, including cancer. And so I often say, you know, let's start with diet because it's very concrete and we know we can make those changes. And then let's look at, you know, our lifestyle. Is our job not the right field for us? Is our relationships in line? Those type of things. So I recommend a very holistic approach to wellness and looking at the entire system because we can't just treat one thing without looking at the entire system.
Isn't it a shame, Dr. Ruby? I mean, I say it's a shame, but it certainly doesn't slow me down and it doesn't make it less important that I keep doing these kinds of shows. But isn't it a shame that even today, with all the information we have out there that is really grounded in good science and in the medical literature, that we still have to make such a big deal about this, that stress is an issue, that the way you eat has a factor into whether you get sick or not, and attitude and lifestyle and your relationships and how much love you have in your life, how much gratitude you have, are you grateful? And when we say these things in a conventional realm, it's perceived as, whoa, you're a little wacky, aren't you? I mean, you're sick and you need drugs. I mean, get yourself on the ground. Why are you talking like this? But it is so real how a lot of this stuff that you may not see necessarily, like how much you love in life and your gratitude and your appreciation and your attitude, the way you respond to things, how much anger and resentment, how much forgiveness do you have or lack of forgiveness in your life, how all these things have a real physical effect on your body. What's your take on all this, Dr. Ruby?
I agree with you. I mean, these things, they're so, sometimes I feel like they're so simple that people think it must be something else. Because I have worked with people where I say, you know, drink more water. That actually helps alleviate things like arthritis and back pain, and they'll not do it. Now, if I told you to take, you know, these pills three times a day for, you know, 3 weeks and do something, they would do that. And so sometimes I think we feel like those things are just, you know, too simple. They don't really have an effect. They don't matter. And we've just been miseducated on just living, you know, and the effect that these simple things have on our lives. I think we have gotten away from our soul and our spirit and separated the body out as a machine only. And when we do that, then we don't believe that your thoughts have the power to heal or to make you sick. And we don't believe that harboring hate can cause some type of cancer in your body, because we've separated the body and the spirit, and that's the problem. And I think, and so then we get labeled as being, you know, into this hokey pokey type of thing, when it's really just mental, emotional, and spiritual health that works all together with the body. And so I think part of that is, you know, certain industries want to keep us in the dark about that, so that we don't do the simple things like meditate and pray and forgive and love, because that would cause a big shift in the illnesses in this country.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I would extend that a little bit more. Exactly, that the powers that be out there that are trying to keep everybody in the dark, really, when it comes to understanding and appreciating all the information that you're going to roll out in this podcast today, it's sort of, what do we need them for, you know? And the whole system is, when you're sick with thyroid cancer, and I understand what I'm doing. I put a title to a podcast like Thyroid Cancer, and it gets people interested in the topic of cancer. But, you know, for those that are listening to the show right now, really at the heart of the matter of all of these programs is to not just give you solutions, which I feel are very important if you are suffering with an illness of some kind. Hey, here's some things for you to check out, talk to a qualified healthcare provider, you know, hopefully motivate and inspire people to look into ways of getting out of that mess, but also to really get into these things before you even get sick, to enjoy the benefits of meditation, getting out into nature, eating healthier. All of this is just really important to do, and I do agree with you, Dr. Ruby. The powers that be out there, the mainstream media, none of them want people to understand how important this is and how empowering it really is.
Absolutely. I mean, when you realize that the power is in your, it's in your hands, it's in your brain, it's in what you decide to put on your plate every day. It's in what, how you decide to wake up and feel every day. It's so simple. And it would cause a seismic shift in the way we go about things, and just if people knew how much power that they actually had and didn't feel so dependent upon someone, you know, in a white coat or whatever. Because when I went through my situation, if I had listened to what other people told me to do who were professionals, you know, I would not have my thyroid and I'd be on medication for the rest of my life. But I had to have, you know, the impetus and the courage to say, no, you know what, I'm going to go with what my gut is telling me to do. And that's what a lot of people need to do. And I always say, you know, the medical industry is great, especially with diagnostics, because it lets you know where you are. And I like to integrate those things. And then you take that and then you make your decision on what you want to do and what's best for you.
I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Dr. Ruby, you cured yourself of cancer. It's great to hear this. You sound fantastic. And you did this, obviously, with plant-based nutrition. It's great. But can this help people suffering with diabetes or heart disease or some other chronic illness? What would you say?
Absolutely. You know, when I did the research, what I found is that the same type of diet and lifestyle that cures cancer and, you know, helped me get well does the same thing for all those illnesses you just listed, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, all of those things are what are termed lifestyle-related diseases, given some of the facts that at least more than 90% of diseases is caused by our environmental factors, meaning about 10% is genetic or, you know, something that runs in our family, only 10% of disease fits into that category. That means 90% of disease is really affected by the lifestyle that we choose. And so that same diet that I found is so responsive with these other illnesses. And so I help people every day turn those things around. And what happens is when you start healing one thing, another illness is healed at the same time. It's very difficult to, you know, heal yourself of cancer and still have diabetes or something like that, because the body is a system. It works together. And when you start giving it what it needs, the nutrition that it needs, and reducing the toxins and things, the entire body heals. And so absolutely, for anyone else who's going through any of these type of illnesses, it definitely improves, if not alleviates them.
You know, it's just, it's funny to me, although, you know, it's in real life, it's not really that funny when people say, oh, come on, that's a genetic thing. That's why somebody gets one thing versus something else. But there's such a disconnect between it being, even so, if it is a genetic component, the fact that the things that you do in your life can either turn on or turn off your genes. So it's not like it's either one or the other, even, is the way I look at it. Hey, we all have genes, but what we bathe our genes in every day, and our thoughts and what we drink and what we eat, and the people, the energies that we surround ourselves with. I mean, I just love hanging out with people like you. This is the kind of stuff that either affects us in a positive or a negative way. I mean, isn't that fair to say?
Absolutely. And what you just said about the genes turning on and off, absolutely. We have what we call predispositions to illnesses. And what I tell people, that doesn't mean you're going to get an illness. It means often, if you're going to get an illness, it's a marker of how you might get the illness. Whether you get that illness or not depends on what you do, whether, you know, your lifestyle is going to be what you choose to eat. And so the power is completely there. And as I got into this health and wellness, I started meeting so many like-minded people. And that's important, too. A lot of times we have to change our circle of acquaintances and friends to people who are going to be supportive and help keep you on the path. And sometimes you have to let those naysayers go, because it's not going to be positive for what you're trying to do. And eventually, while they might be laughing, you know, they'll come back a year or two later and say, how did you do that? I need help now. And then I'm gladly there to provide that help. So I say, you know, surround yourself with the positivity and the information, because it just helps you have a brighter life.
Absolutely. And again, it's not to judge anyone, but I say it all the time. Be so careful. I mean, we threw our TV out only this past year. I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying it's one of these things where, you know, almost 30 years ago, I canceled newspapers that I used to spend money on, like Business Week and Wall Street Journal and on and on and on. I mean, look, it's great to stay informed in the business world, and I do that every day now. I go after the information that I feel is going to help me to run the kind of Natural Health 365 that I want to run. But these papers that I was subscribing to and spending my hard-earned money, all it was doing was bringing horrible news to me, and it was making me feel terrible. And to be honest with you, the television set that was there and turning it on and looking at the mainstream news pop up in front of me and show me all these things, and then to have some sort of reaction like, I can't believe they're talking about these things. It's so upsetting to just take a step back and realize, hey, I'm paying for this, and this is what it's doing to me. It is hurting me. So likewise, I couldn't agree with you more. Associate with books, magazines, and people that make you feel so much better. And shifting gears, Dr. Ruby, let's talk a little bit more about visualization, meditation, and gratitude. I love this topic. In terms of achieving optimal health, how important is this? Talk about it, please.
It's huge. It's huge, because a lot of what happens when you're diagnosed with a serious illness is fear. And that fear actually causes a lot of toxicity in the body. And, you know, your body needs to be a little more alkaline. And so the meditation and prayer and visualization and gratitude really helps alleviate that. And it's very empowering. For me, I really started seeing results when I started the visualization. I started visualizing cancer leaving my body. I started visualizing my thyroid shrinking to normal size because it was a little enlarged. And when I started doing that, I would feel so good afterwards. The fear would go away. I would have, you know, the courage to keep going, you know, in the face of resistance. And so it's such a powerful thing, because what I have read and seen is that visualization is basically the opposite of worry. And we have a lot of people who worry about death and illness. And so it's like, instead of spending that energy thinking about what the worst can be, you turn that around and send that same energy visualizing what you actually want to happen. And then that empowers you to help make that happen. And it actually changes your body chemistry, which helps you heal. And that's why it's so, so important, because I haven't met anyone yet who's not a little bit stressed about something or worried about something. And so we have to learn how to let it go. And meditation, visualization are really powerful ways to do that, and just incredibly empowering.
Dr. Ruby, I'm not upset about anything. How could you say that to me? I can't believe it.
Right.
Anyway, all kidding aside, I hope people didn't take me literally on that one. I had to jump in and do that. But I love what you're saying, Dr. Ruby. And I mean, whether people make the connection or not, I would venture to say that visualization is there for everybody. Whether you're visualizing a horrific week or a terrible day, or the rest of your life is going to be horrible, or it's going to be positive, that visualization is there. Why not really try to engineer it a little bit more, put it more in your favor? So important. And when we're talking about cutting down stress, I can't think of something so much more fundamentally important than to bring more plant-based nutrition into your life, which will give you that greater connection to all things, people and things, and that great connection to nature. I'd love for you to talk, though, a little bit about the myths surrounding a vegan or a plant-based diet and lifestyle.
Sure. I mean, there are so many myths about it, that it's unhealthy, that you're going to be malnourished, that it's too difficult, and that you're leaving out major food groups, so it can't be healthy. And when we realize some of those food groups are manufactured by certain industries who paid for that food pyramid and those things, then we understand where that information comes from, and that the fact is this is a very natural diet. A plant-based diet is very natural. It's very harmonious. It's not only good for your body, it's good for the environment, it's good for the animals. I mean, it's like, it's the most friendly diet you can have. And in addition, it's one of the few diets that exist that's been shown scientifically to reduce things like clogged arteries, heart disease, things like that. And so when you look at that, you're saying, if this diet that I followed for, and that I still follow, but followed for a year, turned around my cancer, how then could you say, oh, you must be malnourished, or, you know? And I understand the misinformation people get, so I'm completely non-judgmental, and it's my job to educate people that, you know, there are, you know, the food groups are beans, nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables, and whole grains. And when you eat from those categories, your body is happy, it's better able to assimilate those nutrients. There's plenty of protein in a plant-based diet, you know, from our beans, nuts, seeds, and there's protein in every fruit and vegetable, just in smaller amounts. So when you're eating a very colorful, round, well-rounded diet, you get everything that you need. And so those myths are out there, unfortunately, that it's going to leave you without key nutrients, and that's really not the case at all. You know, you eat well-rounded, and I suggest, you know, maybe a whole food multivitamin for most folks, and you'll be fine. Not only will you be fine, you'll feel fabulous. Everyone that I've worked with who's switched to this type of diet comes back within weeks and say they have so much energy, they're thinking clearer, their recovery time from different injuries are shorter. And so the information is definitely out there that it's doable, and it's one of the best and environmentally friendly diets on the planet.
I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Dr. Ruby, you have a cooking show, The Veggie Chest with Dr. Ruby. How did that show come about? And talk to us about how it's going.
Well, it's going great. You know, as I started coaching people, you know, a big part is changing the diet. And so they needed recipes. And so I was giving them recipes. And there were a lot of new foods they might not have heard of before. And because you have to learn to cook differently than maybe the standard way you've been taught. And so I decided to start making videos to help them with this process. And it just got really popular, and so we opened it up to, you know, everyone, and I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from it for people who are looking for healthy recipes, raw recipes, just to exciting recipes to add to their, you know, arsenal of things that help keep them on the healthy path. And so I've gotten great reception all over the web and a lot of different places. So I'm very excited about it. It's helping, you know, tons of people understand that you can have a plant-based diet, and it's exciting and it's interesting and it's not difficult. And I most of my recipes are something that most folks can do, and we'd like to see it's easy and delicious. That's the motto.
So before we get to some tips for beginners out there, Dr. Ruby, where can people view the Veggie Chest, the cooking show?
Sure. They can view it. The easiest way, you can go to YouTube and just put in the Veggie Chest. It's on thefoodchannel.com. They can check that out. You can also go to my website, rubylathan.com, and see it there. And if you're on certain cable channels, the Venture Channel, it's there too, especially if you have Roku.
And so, like what I said earlier on in this podcast, here is an excellent tool for people who are in the know to actually share this information with people who might be new to this information. So, Dr. Ruby, let's talk about it just for a minute or so. Do you have some great tips for beginners out there who are looking to really make a nice shift in their life?
Absolutely. So I would say if you're really wanting to switch over to, let's say, more of a plant-based diet, you really want to start by adding things, you know, and maybe doing it a little slowly. So start with something like a Meatless Monday. Start adding more meatless meals to your meal plans. Get new recipes and try them out, and then decide when you're going to switch over, because we don't want you to fall off the wagon because all you're eating is salads when there's so much more than that. So I would say get your information and start doing it, as integrating it as part of your lifestyle, so that when you make that shift to say, okay, now I'm going to go completely plant-based, I have a support system, I have information, I have recipes, I have a group that I can talk to, or someone who can help me out through this piece of it. So it's really about kind of gathering your information first, which I think is very beneficial, and then just deciding you're going to do it and stick with it. It's knowing that it is worth the change, and that you will see that change in relatively short order.
And I think this is what's great, too, about today's day and age, you know, with technology. It's so easy to sign up for these seminars and to go to live cooking demonstrations, or even on the internet, you know, like you say, go to YouTube and put in the Veggie Chest and really just get to know you and your work and how to make smoothies and how to make juices and getting involved in communities. It's just so easy from the comfort of your home to do all these things. So, Dr. Ruby, for those that are interested in finding out more information about you, where should they go?
They should go to my website, which is rubylathan.com, and there's all of that information there, from meetup groups to articles on health to the cooking show and recipes as well. So that it's a great place to start, especially if you're brand new to this.
Dr. Ruby, like I say to most all of our guests that are on, with no exaggeration, you're truly an inspiration. And I want to just let you know that I thank you so much for all the efforts that you're putting out these days and helping people all around the world. And I particularly want to thank you for dedicating some of your time today, being so generous, and just spending some time with us today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I'm excited to be on and to share this information. It's what I love to do. Because I know it can change lives and save lives. So just thank you for having me on.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.